Okay, so I want to speak on depression. Now, I'm pretty sure, majority of us people suffer from depression a lot. And depression is so deep, like, I don't even know where to start. And the worst thing about depression is like it's not even stress, because stressing actually leads to depression. Like, you stress so much to where you finally just hit rock bottom, which is depression. And depression is so depressing. Like, it's so hard. And then I don't know. I mean, right now, I'm not in a depressed spot right now. Like, I'm literally over depression. You know what I'm saying? I defeated it, and I am very happy to say that I am very, content in my life. I'm very happy. I go through shit every day. Don't get it confused. But as far as depression goes, I am far from that. I honestly can't say, exactly when I stopped being depressed, or, when I overcame it, defeated it, however you want to put it. Like, I really don't know. And that's the worst thing about depression, is it's not something you can just wake up the next day and be like, oh, not depressed anymore. Nah, I wish. But I mean, you could fake it, because hell, I used to do this shit all the time. I was like, you know what? I'm not gonna stress about such and such. I'm not gonna let this get me down. And boom, I'm sad all over again. Like, even angrier before was the crazy part. And that's how you know you are depressed, like, for real. So, depression, you kind of gradually step out of depression. You can't really just get over it in a day or a week or a few months. Hell, I feel like I've probably been depressed since, let me see. I mean, damn near my whole life. I mean, I hate to say it like that, but it just, I don't know, maybe depression just feels that way. It feels like I've been depressed for so long. So it's like I don't know, I can't really say I was this and such old, because I mean, I've been depressed for years. So kind of feels like my whole life, especially with me, growing up and becoming an adult and learning more and more about myself. Like, I just know I've been depressed for a very long time. And depression is so, like, it's like an illness, like a disease or something. It really is. And nobody understands, like, how deep depression can really go. Like, how you got this one person that you just don't like? Like, you can't stand this person. So everything that they do, like, it's annoying, it pisses you off, it get on your nerves, and you get even madder at that person. That is depression. That right there is depression. Like, when you're depressed and your days go by, something sad happens, some tragic happens, like, some stupid shit happens, and all that builds up, all that builds up onto your depression. Like, it really makes it worse, to be honest. And that's so sad, because from my perspective, like, my story of depression was I knew I was depressed when I would, do some shit or think some shit, and then I look back and I'll be like, damn, I really did that, or I really thought that. And I'd be like, you know, I don't like that. I hate that. I hate when I act like that. I hate when I feel like that. That right there is depression. Fucking depression. I didn't know who the hell I was. Sometimes, you know what I'm saying? I'd be like, damn, like, have I really gotten that bad? Like, am I really this malicious, evil person? Like, is this really me? Like, this can't be me. I'm not like that. I'm not like that at all. And I did not like that about myself at all. I'm not gonna cry. I'm trying to keep strong. I'm not gonna cry. But, like, it's really ugly. Like, I mean, I really can't. I don't know how to explain it. It just feel ugly. And I felt ugly from the inside to the outside. I felt ugly. Like, I had evil thoughts. When people pissed me off, I would literally be thinking the most horrible things. I'm not even gonna say what I used to be thinking. Not just about them, but hell, me. Like, it's just horrible, man. It's horrible. Like, depression is real and it's sad. And I recently seen a picture of, I'm not even gonna speak about the Facebook post. I'm gonna speak on the very first post I've seen from someone that I knew personally. Now, I knew this person probably like 3 months. Like, we were cool. She was a sweet girl. She was so funny and loving. You know, she had her ways, but don't we all? She was a sweetheart, like, sweetest person you can meet, probably. You know, she was a little annoying, but she was sweet as hell. And you would love her if you got to know her. But I follow her Instagram, and you know, when you follow somebody on Instagram, you nosy as hell. Like, you scrolling all through their stuff. And see, that was like a freshly new friendship, basically. So, you know, I'm looking through her pictures, and I damn near get to the bottom, and I see a picture of, you know, her arms cut up, her legs cut up. If I can remember correctly, I think she was cutting her stomach also. I don't know. Like, when I seen that, I was looking like, what in the fuck? Like, no lie. Yes, I've been depressed for years. I'ma just be honest, like, straight up. I tried that shit, okay? I could not do that shit. I couldn't. It's not funny, but I just can't relate on that type of depression level because I could not do that shit. I got so many scars that I don't want from being such a tomboy, and the shit hurt. I cannot force myself to literally cut myself. I can't. Like, I can't do that. I can't sit here and cut myself and see these ugly ass scars for years. Hell, I don't like seeing scars on my body for days. Like, I don't even like being bit by an ant, to be honest. Like, I don't like it. So when I seen all of that damaging she done to her skin, and you know, I read what she said in her caption, and she was basically like, you know, I'm such and such years and months and days clean, which, to be honest, that's good, because that's how you, when you really mark that shit down, that's how you know. You said, listen, I'm done with this shit. I'm about to stop. This shit ain't cool. You know, I'm about to get over this right now. I'm about to get over this. So, you know, that's what's up to her. But, you know, I just couldn't relate to that. You know, I couldn't relate to that. I've seen one of my friends do that, and I was very young. I was very young. This was around the time my brother died. So, you know, like I said, when you're depressed already, the shit just get worse when shit happens. Like, it really does. So, you know, seeing that and reading it, and you know, I was trying to understand it, but at the time I really didn't. Back to the previous post, like, she basically said, you know, that she enjoyed the feeling. You know, it got her adrenaline pumping and everything. And, you know, this was recently when she said that. You know what I'm saying? And I still could not relate. Like, I can't. But I'm more understanding now than I was back then when I first seen the actual damage. Because back then, I was looking like, you dumb as hell. Like, literally. I was like, hell nah, this dumb bitch. You tripping. But that's only because I can't do that. And I can't relate to her level of depression. Like, I can only relate to mom. But then again, I can't say that I don't relate completely. I just couldn't do the shit, basically. But with that being said, like, you have to be more open-minded to opinions, you know, to different walks of life, really, because, I mean, that's what we come from. We don't really all grow up the same. We don't come from the same street, the same town, the same life, really. Like, we all come from different places and lifestyles and everything. So, you know, I don't know what she went through. She don't know what I've been through. And, I mean, I can't sit here and run down my whole damn story because, I mean, to be honest, I got bad memory. But that's besides the case. I'm just saying I'm not going to run my whole life down to nobody, even if I could remember every damn bit of it. But just, you know, just looking at it and thinking about it made me want to speak on it. You know, now that I'm definitely not depressed no more, I just wanted to speak on depression because that is really, really sad. And the fact that I really had people to talk to, you know what I'm saying? So that kind of helped too. And to be honest, like, that's really what's going to help you is talking to somebody, because if you don't talk about it, you will never get over it. You could talk to yourself, but like, when you talk to yourself, you kind of overthinking basically, because you're like, okay, you gotta get out of your emotions, bitch. You gotta get out your feelings. Like, you gotta stop. And then you turn around, you like, man, fuck that. I'm already in my feelings. It's too late. Oh, well, fuck that. No, you gotta have somebody to talk to. And I'ma just be 100% real with you. You can't talk to just anybody. You can't. I'm sorry. When you depressed, and especially depending on, you know, what level of depression you on, you cannot relate to everybody. I'm sorry. You just can't, because at the end of the day, we all have different levels of depression. Like I was saying, I could not relate to her cutting herself because I could not do that shit. So I'm gonna think it's stupid and she gonna think it's not. And that's just gonna cause a problem because she gonna feel like, you know, I'm judging her because I'm not going through the same shit that she going through. You know what I'm saying? You really have to, you know, get to know people to get to that level, to be able to have somebody understand you, because not everybody is going to understand you. Some people are going to bash you. Some people are going to, you know, talk about you, down you, try to downplay you. Like, and it's not going to feel good, and it's not healthy either, because while you're already depressed and, you know, you're already down, you know, you've hit rock bottom, why the hell would you want someone to be able to kick you any lower? Like, no, because I mean, you take, you know, 5 steps forward and you get kicked 10 steps back, and now you have to start all over again. Like, that shit is no joke. Like, I have opened up to so many people to where I stopped for years. I stopped. You know, when you young, it's more easier to open up when you young, because I mean, you feel like you can talk about it. You feel like you can, you know, get it out there. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not that deep as we think it is. Like, we don't think it's that deep even when it is, you know what I'm saying? But as I grew older, I stopped telling people shit that bothered me. I stopped talking about it, period. I didn't talk to nobody, period. But that made it worse. It did. That made it worse because I cannot get out my emotions, you know. And sometimes I would cry in my sleep. Like, sometimes I would cry myself to sleep. Like, it was just rough, like, horrible. But you really can't open up to nobody. Like, I mean, you can open up to somebody, but you just can't open up to anybody because not everybody is going to be here to root for you. Not everybody is going to be here to hold your hand and actually help you get over what you're dealing with at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? Which you're supposed to help yourself more anyway, but sometimes, like, with depression, you really can't. Like, you gotta have somebody by your side to let you know everything is gonna be okay. No matter how much the shit, no matter how much it gets you, no matter how much the shit can bring you down, like, you can get over this. You can get over this. You know what I'm saying? Like, Tupac said in one of his songs,